Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks. Troy Dooley here with Radio for Your Mind. You know, I'm thinking about changing the name of this show. And I'm pondering this deeply because the more I think about it, this is beyond Radio for Your Mind. I've decided that this is about mentoring. I may change this show to realmentors.com because, man, every author that we interview is just a rock-solid mentor in and of themselves in different facets, different everything. You know, we just finished up Onward by Howard Schultz. Now, I told y'all I bought that book pre-published. We were able to get it. We're in a group of card-holding Starbucks people that got it. But I never got my Onward card, my limited edition. So I wrote him a short email and said, man, I just never got my card. I would love that. Matter of fact, I think you guys should let everybody have that. And you know what? They sent it to me in the mail. Handwritten on the front of it is, we're sorry, thank you, and enjoy. Had $5 on it. I thought, man, this is what service is about. Guys, let me tell you something. This is an important day. It's June 1st, start of the hurricane season, first and foremost. So keep everybody in your prayers that goes through the hurricanes. And as you guys know, my son, my oldest son, Josh, phenomenal dude, has had some choices that he's made that have just not been the most resourceful. And he got out of prison not too long ago. He's been up in Missouri with my mom and my dad. He's finishing up one last court case. Well, he goes to court today. So I would just ask that you guys keep him in your prayers. You know, he could probably fight this thing out in 2 or 3 years and he could win, but he's doing his own soul searching and praying today. He's hoping to work it to where he can get this behind him and be down here with us and be down here with his little daughter here in the next few weeks. So keep that in your prayers too. And I want to share just a rock solid blessing. You know, it's one of those things where this last Monday, Memorial Day, I got to invest 2 hours about with Kevin Thompson, my MLM attorney, my personal attorney. Phenomenal man. Phenomenal. I mean, just, I tell you what, I personally think he's got wisdom beyond his years. And, you know, it runs in their family. He's surrounded by wise folks. And I just enjoyed that time with him. And, man, we went through some great stuff. He helped me out, him and Tom Hopp and Michael Yank. I mean, just great folks in my life. And the fun thing was yesterday morning, I get up, and I have an email in my inbox. And I'm not going to tell you who it's from, but a small group of dynamic founders, CEOs, and top leaders in network marketing, direct selling, actually, have gifted me. I am on my way next week to Miami to the Direct Selling Association's annual conference. I'm going to be meeting some great folks. I'm going to get some great education. It's going to be a fun time. And these men and women who have gifted me just love me to death. And they offered this to me. And this wasn't something, you know, here's $5, but between the plane fare, the hotels, the conference, the membership to the DSA, et cetera, et cetera. Man, it makes you feel humble to realize what great folks are out there. And I'm excited about that. We are got some other great stuff going on. We're going to get into the book, so don't get me wrong. We're going to get into this chapter, second half, Designing Better Plays for Winning the Game of Life. But I want to tell you something. Tom Hopp and I, man, we are cranking. Matter of fact, we're going to miss our call this morning because I got to get business cards made to go on this trip. But one of the really cool things that I just love is the fact that when things are rocking, when you're focused, when you're moving forward, all kinds of stuff can happen. And it's like, I just love this stuff. You know, I love it when this is the way things happen. And one of the cool things that has taken place is that Tom has been keeping me focused. Troy, you got to launch this. And I told him last week, you know, I'm going to launch this membership site. I want to give people stuff. Well, in analyzing that, I realized, you know what? People don't need another website to go to. They just need rock-solid information they can get their hands on. And we're doing that. We're going to be launching today, tomorrow, 3 brand-new e-books. There's no reason to pay some monthly membership fee We're just going to give you guys some good information that you can get. Some of these will be, one of them will be free. The others will cost. There's an investment for my time. But the best part about this is we are launching a brand new website. Two of them, actually. You guys know we just launched MLMNewsTalk.com. It goes live later today, tomorrow. And I'm launching another brand new site. It's going to be focused more on companies, but distributors will love it. And it's called BeachsideCEO.com. It's going to be fun. We'll have the fan page up later today. Just some kick-butt stuff that is going on in life. And I believe that when you focus, when you pray, you know, I'm going to be doing a training, I don't know what you call it, on my new show that we'll be launching. Well, I was going to launch it next week. We may not. We may get it the week after. But it's called Secrets That Men Keep. And one of the things I'm going to be talking on that show is about situational faith. Because, see, when you pass up, this is the first day that I'm no longer employed by Ignite 360. And when you walk in faith, trust in love, and it's not just situational, not just when things are going good, sky can be the limit. Because you're constantly looking for new action. You're constantly looking for where you can go. And that has been the rock-solid stuff. It's just been a blessing the last few days. It's just a great thing. So here we are in the second half, designing better plays for winning the game of life. Now, you know, it's funny because the first seven chapters of this, actually, we're in the seventh chapter. The first six chapters, we're digging deep into your past, digging deep into my past. You know, and when I look at this, when I look at everything that we've been through, I look at what we want to do, where we want to go. I realize that if you're still with us on this show, if you have purchased the book and you're digging into it, then you truly want to change. You truly want to take it to the next level. But I want you to know something. I'm going to use Josh as an example because I know that he's listening. He's getting ready for court. You know, we cannot change our past. There's no way around that. The stories, the experiences, the events that have happened cannot be changed. But it's through these events, it's through these experiences that we have, that we become really the person that we are today. And it reminded me of a song. I have a, man, I tell you what, Gil House would tell you, I'm just a fanatic when it comes to music. And Matt Kenyon wrote a song. He's a country and western singer. You might know him because he wrote the song The Call and You Can Still Wear White, but he wrote a song called The Man I Used to Be. And when I listen to the words of The Man I Used to Be, basically what he says is, if I wasn't the man I used to be, I wouldn't be the man I am today. And see, everybody on this call, and ladies, I don't want to leave you out, it could be the woman today too. Because this is what this is about. Listen to what Tom writes here. This is important. Whether you have made choices that have not served you, experienced a traumatic event, or even settled for mediocrity, your past will never change. It's time to set it aside and not make it wrong, not invalidate it, not act like it never happened. Just don't waste the valuable time or energy anymore. Start focusing. And now, Tom wrote a word in here. I need to wipe this word out because him and I, neither one, are using this anymore. He wrote, start focusing on changing your future. But we're going to mark out the word change. I want you to write this down in this sentence. Start focusing on transforming your future. I think Tom won't mind me editing his book, especially since it's my copy. You know, this is about a transformation. You leave behind the past. It got you where you want to go, but it's not going to take you any further. Now you've got to look at, okay, I'm going to change the meanings of the stories. I'm not going to be a victim anymore. I'm going to move it forward. It goes back to yesterday's emails. I get the email. It says, dude, I know this is short notice, but there's a small group of network marketing leaders that want to do something for you. And then the email went on to say, we're going to give you this all-expense-paid trip to the DSA conference. You know, I look at that and I think, dadgum, man. See, it's not about persuasion. It's not about your past. It's about where you want to go. And I just sat here the day before talking with Kevin Thompson about this, and he said, Troy, if we have that spirit of abundance, the sky's the limit on what God can do. And see, here's the kicker, folks. Abundance doesn't mean cash. Abundance means transformation. See, that's the power behind wanting to transform your life or just change your life. It goes back, Tom writes about Socrates and Plato. Now, a lot of people don't get into philosophy. I happen to in a big way. I've studied several of the works of Aristotle, of Josephus, the Jewish philosopher, of Socrates, of Plato. But here's something that was interesting. When he wrote in this, I thought, man, this is something that two men or two women could sit around talking about all day long, because this is so unique. He says, one day Socrates turns to Plato and said, I have a theory. Everything begins with a single point of energy, goes through a state of growth, a state of stability, a state of decay, then back to a single point of energy. What do you think? Now, you need to understand something. When a Greek philosopher said, what do you think, he didn't mean answer the question right now. That's not what it was about. Okay? What he meant was, I want you to ponder the philosophy. So that's exactly what Plato did. He took a little bit of time, analyzed it out, came back a week later. He says, I disagree. Now I can just see, here's the protege and the mentor. And I'm sure Socrates is sitting there looking at him saying, you little snot-nosed kid, I'm still teaching you. And Plato goes, here's what I think. I believe that everything in life begins with a single point of energy, goes through a state of growth, then a state of decay, and finally back to a single point of energy. Now, very small difference in philosophy. Socrates felt, and he's a very wise man, that there's a state of stability between the growth and the decay. Plato says, absolutely not. Now see, it doesn't matter which one of these theories you and I might believe right this second. I want to share some personal insight because, man, this was just like a flashbulb going off. One of the next sentences that Tom Wright says, what if Plato is right and there is no such thing as stability? Now, if you guys have listened to me any length of time, you know that I think a balanced life is a myth, so let's change the word stability with balance. If Plato is right, there is no such thing as a balanced life. See, here's something that's very unique when you start to look at philosophy. In most cases, one small little change changes the outcome. See, I believe, like Plato, if I look at everything in life, it comes down to one single phrase, you're growing or you're dying. So we don't have to worry about whether Socrates or Plato's right. All we have to do is look at ourselves. When we were young and we were growing, we were constantly coming up with creative ideas. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to go here. We're going to go there. Matter of fact, I would tell you that some of the most creative people on this earth that are constantly growing, even though we, the quote-unquote normal people, may not think so, are Down syndrome and autistic children. As I've watched Down syndrome and autistic children grow into adulthood, I am totally, completely amazed that they never stop growing. I'm not talking physically. I'm talking about in their ability. See, it amazes me because we as the normal people will say, well, they've only got a mentality of 5 or 6. Where that comes from is beyond me because we don't have a freaking clue. But if you watch them from a distance, and I guarantee you, if Bob Dickey or Gil House were listening, they'd tell you the same thing. It's amazing what these super artistic, creative individuals God created can do. But yet, we,
not to mention
the
how
normal,
many hearts they can touch.
I don't want to offend anybody, but we normal assholes think that we control and that we're balanced and that we're stable and that we got everything going on. And yet, you want to know what we do? we become so lackadaisical and so focused on just hanging out. I'm just going to be poor me, just poor me, just poor me. I have never once in my life, and I've been around a few, not a lot, but I've never in my life seen autistic children or Down syndrome children, have this poor me attitude, especially as they grow into adulthood. And Jim, I just noticed your hand was up. I'm sorry, buddy. This is so pertinent.
Dude, you were on a rant that's near and dear to my heart. So I wanted to chime in on this, if I may.
Well, please do.
You want to see inspiration. You want to see something that will move you, make you thank God for the blessings that you have in your life. Start going. Find within your community a Rotary Miracle League baseball team and find out how you can become one of their angels in the outfield. Find out how you can become one of their buddy supporters, because there are kids and adults with such a variety of handicaps that are participating in these Miracle League baseball organizations all across the country, and it's growing by leaps and bounds. This last weekend, we had the Dothan Area World Series for the Miracle League, and there were teams from, six or seven different communities throughout Alabama, and it went on all weekend long over the Memorial Day weekend. Kids with autism, kids with Down syndrome, kids with cerebral palsy, kids that are just a little slow, kids with a multitude of functional disorders. And the natural tendency, whenever something like that happens, I know it happened with me when Eric was born, you know, the first thing we do is we kind of shake our fist at God and say, why me? And if I've learned anything through this experience, I've learned that the good Lord never gives us anything that we're not strong enough to handle. And he never gives us anything without a reason. Troy mentioned earlier about the song, The Man I Used to Be. Every person on the face of this earth has a choice to be a work in progress and to change for the better and make more out of their lives, or to accept what they're given and just do nothing with it. Tom's book is absolutely amazing at giving you the ability to reach inside and reflect on the life lessons that we've experienced that have led us to this point. But it's up to the reflection in the mirror for us to do anything to change and move forward and continue to grow and transform our lives. I love what you added about changing the word change to transform, by the way.
Well, that's the key. And when I look at such gifted children, and I've got an autistic cousin that I have watched from birth, you know, become an adult. He's about 21 now, and it's fun to see his personality and how it's developed. And something that the more I analyze it, Jim, that I look at, because I'm trying to see through the eyes of everyone else. And I came to a realization that these children that grow into these adults that are so beautiful, they're smiling, they're emotional, they're full of just energy. They are constantly living an epic adventure. And when I look at us normal folks, I realize that what we have done is we've decided to dissect the epic adventure and make it into, well, really one of three things. We've either made it into really one of four things. We've made it into a drama. We've made it into some action movie. We've made it into a horror movie, or we've made it into a fairy tale. And all four of those genres are nothing more than just parts taken out of the epic adventure of life. And when I was reading Tom's book, it started to dawn on me that when all we do is look at our past, if all we do want to play the victim, then we're really living a crazy life, because we're never going to be able to grow. We're never going to be able to transform. And by just taking and deciding, I want to transform, by folks taking and utilizing what you just said, hey, go out here and find one of the the baseball teams, the little Miracle League baseball teams to be a part of it. The more I think about that, I think of what I've seen, and you're closer to this than I am because I don't ride anymore, but every now and then I will see a bunch of these biker clubs get together, and they will ride for different causes, not just on Memorial Day for fallen veterans, but they'll ride for children, they'll ride for all this stuff. Guys and gals that have something else better to do, but yet they want to be able to be part of transforming somebody's life. I think of the Shriners who have given billions of dollars for children, and they fly them around to help them in burns unit. I think of Danny Thomas and his daughter who have given their life to help children who couldn't afford it. To me, that's transformation. That's a people that say, we've been successful, we've sometimes had movies that have flopped, we've sometimes been to jail, we've sometimes been homeless, but what we do know is that if we give back to others, our lives will be transformed. And that's when I look at you, knowing how tough and ornery and you can be, and then I see the love that you have for your son, I get to see both sides of that Jim Gill house. I get to see how the transformation has taken place. When I get to see the things that your mom has written, I start to realize I get to see the real Jim Gill house, not the persona of I'm a network marketing guru, as people call you, or a master distributor of this company, but the inside people. And it's funny because I honestly believe you are the man you are today based on the man that you used to be. And if we can all realize that, Jim, sky's the limit on where we can go.
You are so right, it's not even funny. Because I can remember a time in my life when I was actually, you know, I was much younger. I mean, you know, still in my teens. And we had a section of our school in the high school in Washington where I went to, where we had handicapped kids there, and they were really isolated. And the bulk of our student body was actually afraid of these kids because they were different. We didn't know anything about them. We had no idea of what their afflictions were or anything. They were just different. You know, they were referred to as the Mongoloid kids. You know, and none of us back then understood that all these kids really wanted was to be accepted and the abundance of love that they had in their hearts. And I believe to this day that that's one of the reasons why the good Lord gave me a child with an affliction, is to give me a better understanding of what that is really all about. Now, we all have this ability to grow. Earlier today, I was watching a video presented by Diane Hawkman over on YouTube that was titled, The Death of I Can't. And Troy, you've talked about this in a book that your mom had you read about knocking out the T's.
Yeah.
The power of I can't to immobilize the human mind, to limit our belief in the possibilities, is absolutely astounding. A few years back, my dad gave me a can that's a little round can, and it's got a label on the front of it that says, success comes in cans, not in cannots. And it sits proudly up here on my bookshelf, and you know, I look at it quite often. Every once in a while, I'll pick it up just like I just did, you know, when we're talking like this. Because the truth is, transformation through risk. You know, Tom put it in some of our conversations that I've had the luxury of having with Tom. You know, he always talks about risk being the ultimate factor in our ability to transform into a new mindset and move forward in our lives. And I believe that the only way that you can really transform your mindset is to take a risk, step outside of your comfort zone, and do something that you never thought you would have done. But the key is to accept the coaching and the wisdom of a mentor, trust in that person, and have faith that with their help, you can transform and you can get to a new place.
Man, that is so doggone true. I mean, I don't know, brother. You know, I look at this one chapter. This is like Malcolm Gladwell for Business, where he says it's the tipping point. I think this is the tipping point in Tom's book. I mean, people right now that are listening either make a decision, I'm going to see it to the end. I'm going to go through this book. I'm going to make the conscious effort to change. And folks, let me tell you something. It's not just about the book. It's about the man. And if you're dead dog serious about changing your life, having that transformational pivoting point, not just a surface change for today, because that's what 99% of the people do, but I'm talking about a deep-rooted transformation where you give up the past and you go to the future, then you need to go to TomHaupt.com, HAUPT.com, and you need to get on the phone with Tom. Ladies, if you're listening, and you say, well, man, my husband just wouldn't think it was really cool if I was talking to this sharp, debonair, dapper of a guy about my personal issues, then you need to go ahead and get a hold of Tom. He'll get you in touch with Melissa. Melissa is his beautiful bride. She does the same thing. You can go to melissahaupt.com. Matter of fact, she's got a brand new book out that is geared to help empower women. So, you know, ladies, listen, this is, you don't see this very often. I've seen it with one other couple who I'm going to get to go and hang out with a little bit this next week, and that's Andrea and Richard. And in this case here, I'm seeing it with Tom and Melissa. And folks, listen, they are the real deal. This isn't just Troy and Jim saying, oh, you know, hey, he's going to pay us money, go buy his book. It doesn't work that way. I'm telling you that if you want a change in your life, you need to get a hold of him. Yeah, I mean, you know, am I wrong, Jim? I mean, you've talked to him as almost much as I have.
No. Tom, I consider Tom a friend, a mentor, an inspiration. And, you know, I haven't had the pleasure of investing as much time with Melissa, but I can tell you the new book that she's releasing titled Apple Pie with Lucy, it's available as of yesterday over on her website, melissahaupt.com. And I'm truly looking forward to reading that as well, because they come from such a similar mindset on transformation, motivation, inspiration, that I know that every bit of wisdom that we can glean from a female perspective only makes us stronger, better, more intellectual leaders when it comes to the ability to talk with women in our business. You and I both know that the girls at RSS, Real Savvy Success, and the movement that they're creating within the women's organizations of the home-based business industry are going to absolutely move mountains. And I think having a better understanding, guys, if you think you're too macho to read a book by a woman who has her finger on the pulse of what's going on in the minds of women, I got news for you. The best leaders are the ones who never stop learning, growing, transforming, and taking risks by stepping outside of their comfort zone.
Man, that is so true. Plus, any time that you've got apple pie in a title, man, I don't care if it's with Lucy, if it's with Paige, I don't care who it is. You go and read the book because you know it's going to be good.
Amen, brother.
That's the way it is. Well, folks, we want to thank you again for hanging out with us. Tomorrow, we will be in Chapter 8, Getting Off the Bench. You do not want to miss this. This is real good about getting out of your comfort zone. Live life like it's an epic adventure. We'll see you at the top. Be back here with us tomorrow morning for Radio for Your Mind. Bye now.
God bless everybody. Have a great day.